Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Well, well, well. How you doing? I'm in Minneapolis, which is my first country hit.
What?
I'm in Minneapolis at the Acme Comedy Club as we speak. So much fun. Last night, I can't even begin to tell you, we got pizza, we found some train tracks, and like 14 people from the comedy club went to these. It's a bridge, looks over the city. It was like Stand By Me, but with everybody that, I can't even explain it. It sounds like I'm making it up. Was it a dream? Last night, we all went, got pizza, took it to these train tracks, hung out. It was so much fun. Still, I came back to the hotel and still ate a turkey pot pie from the little convenience store. Oh, what is wrong with me? I had 4 slices of pizza. Oh, I'd better get a turkey pot pie on the way home and put it in the microwave. Why wouldn't I? Why shouldn't I? Why couldn't I? And why didn't I? No, I did. All right, this is it. So, that's it. Today is, last week was Graham was on the show, and we did a little after show, me and the gang, because, we knew we wouldn't be around this week. So, that's what you're going to hear today. Yeah, me. I'm not going to say who was there because I think I might forget somebody. So enjoy the after show. I think it's a short show today. What? It'll give you a chance to catch up on some old shows. All right. You know the truth? It's 5:30 in the morning, and I forgot to do the opening. Aristotle texted me. So I get up to get a drink in my hotel room, and I'm like, whoa, I forgot to record an opening. Not that I need it, but I don't know. All right, listen, I won't make this too long. So enjoy today's show. You're great. What if I just fell asleep? I'm like, all right. Today, the after show. Goodbye. Enjoy the show. Goodbye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
It's the after show. It's the mail, it's the after show with Eric Olson, Aristotle, Willie, Nick Lipa, and Dan Kaufman is hanging out. Come on, did you all learn the words? Did you all learn the words?
Yeah,
Did you really learn the words?
Absolutely.
Well, play the instrumental version. It sounds like you couldn't even... There isn't one? Well, I'm going to... Papa me a piece of pie. Chalooli, pichalada, pichalada, duchado. Ay, 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 shalapadapado. Ay, 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 duchado. Ay, ay, ay.
Second stanza.
Second stanza. Listen up.
Chalooli, menzumara, mamma mia. Willie's on drums, Nick Lipa's in the board, and Dan Kaufman's hanging out. It's the Todd Glass After Show, you son of a bitches. After Show. Here we go. All right, Eric, how are you?
Good.
You sure?
Yeah.
You look great. I love that jacket you got. This is the after show, ladies and gentlemen. This is just the after. This is us. We don't even know the mics are on. We just have headsets on and we sit in front of them casually anyway. How about when Dan Kaufman, now that he's gone, can we talk? How about, you know, when I was saying those nice things about his podcast, but I kept forgetting the name. Did you hear how rude he was?
Todd. He's right behind.
Lots of laughs, lots of fun, lots of stuff for everyone. Gather around your radio for the time.
Okay, I have a treat for you. Right off the top. This is the after show. Thank you. Nick, you're doing a great job on the board. I have a nice drink and Flavor X...
Flavor X.
Flavor X, you're going to love it. And I have a nice drink, you know, and I feel good. What's the name of Dan Kaufman's podcast?
Myoclonic Jerk.
Myoclonic Jerk?
Yeah.
What does that mean, myoclonic jerk?
You know when you're falling asleep and you drink.
Is his mic on?
Yeah.
Yeah, myoclonic jerk, what does it mean?
You trip. And then you wake, your body goes, and you wake up.
Yes.
That's a myoclonic jerk.
Oh, that's when an activity in the dream brings you to life. It's like when you hear, is that what you're
It's just like an involuntary spasm.
What's it called when you have a vacuum? Like, there's a vacuum in real life, and then you work that vacuum. It's a thing that's sucking everybody up. Is that true, or is that just in movies?
That's called a dream realscape.
Is that true?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
That was such a bad phony.
Oh, yeah. I thought you did a great job. Who am I? I'm a guy, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. I got a little lost. But here's what I like to do. So this is an old, I don't think it matters if you've ever heard of this person. But it's Mike Douglas, who used to be a talk show host in the, probably went right into the early, maybe even 88, 89, possibly 90. He's still alive. And, but he, I guess he was singing. And it's so campy. And it's like, I love it. Now, I don't think, do I have to say it's not a guilty pleasure? So, I think I'm going to say this is a guilty pleasure unless you tell me, no, it isn't, Todd. You like it.
Does but he I don't not normally sing?
No, he doesn't normally sing.
So he's just singing on his show.
Yeah, this isn't a joke.
A man in my little girl's life. The man in my It seems like only yesterday I can hear my little girl say, Daddy, there's a boy outside. His name is Rod. He wants to play in our backyard. Can he, Daddy? Can he, Daddy? Oh, please, Daddy.
It's rude. There's a boy outside. He's honking a horn, but anyway.
So long ago, she'd come to me and she'd want to know, Dad, there's a boy outside. His name is Lee. He wants to carry my books for me.
He wants to carry your books for her.
Daddy,
hmm.
Is it all right, Dad?
Is it all right, Dad?
He's got freckles, Dad.
Oh, then yeah.
Yeah. Fuck away.
The man in my little girl's life. The man in my little girl's life.
Oh, maybe it is nice.
Then came ponytails and jeans. My little girl was in her teens. Popsy, there's a boy outside.
Popsy?
His name is Tom.
Ah, now you don't give me Popsy. Now you fucking pushed it. I shut it off. Popsy my ass. Popsy, I don't believe his daughter called him Popsy. But what do I know? What do you want to know about me? This is a new segment on the show.
You asked before the song if I thought that you liked it for real.
Oh, yes. Can I tell you something?
I think you did, but just now, no.
Well, Popsy. I don't like anybody using the word
you
Popsy.
You never listened to it that far into the song
No,
before.
Popsy? maybe. No, I didn't, because I always loved it so much up front. No, I thought it was a little... No, I thought it was campy, but I thought... I don't think so. I think Wayne Newton, yes, I do like it. I can't say it's a guilty pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Right.
It's only my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Thank you. Instead of acting like it's a guilty pleasure, it's my pleasure that you let me watch it.
No,
now,
I enjoy watching it too, dissecting exactly what he's doing.
Right. I know what I'm doing. And Eric, you know what you're doing. I always said you knew what you were doing. I mean, your life history, it tells itself. Well, you were here in Los Angeles, then you decided to go back to Boise to reorganize. It's a story of just because you go back home to reorganize doesn't mean you can't turn that fucking car around and come right back. It's sitting right across from me. That's right. Not like, oh, I'm going to do it, and then you didn't. He did it. It's done. It's already done. It's not open for debate. He went back and reorganized. If that's what it takes you to do it, go do it. And you're going to come right back like Eric. You're going to be just like Eric. If someone goes, what's your plan? Oh, I'm going to do exactly what Eric did. He did it. You can do it.
I know now what the show could use. Someone who's been missing for a while. I realized maybe he was gone too long, but he's moving out of Boise, Idaho. Going home, running home, the return of very close to the Todd Glass Show. Going home, and he's running home, the return of very close to the Todd Glass Show.
Can you make more noise with your microphone, Dan? I would appreciate it. Ah!
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
What do you think about this after show? I guess people are talking about it or something.
it's trending right now.
Wow, what happened? Just because it's like better than a regular show? Just I guess because people are thinking this is an after show.
It's because we don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit.
Other shows.
Do me a favor. Oh no 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 no. No, I care. I just don't mean. Oh come on, Chris. Oh my God, it's so corporate here now. Aristotle told me, he goes, Todd, they're so corporate. Do me a favor. Take that guitar and throw it at me. I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck. You want me to fucking play it? I'll pick it. I'll pick it. You think I give a shit? Watch me pick this fuck. I'm gonna pick it like a motherfucker. Watch. Yeah, I'm picking it. Look at me. I'm just sitting there with no expression on my face. Picking a guitar. I don't give a fuck. Hey, should I keep picking? Nah, get that guitar away from me. Eric.
Yeah.
Catch, you dumb fuck.
All right, I'll tickle these strings.
Hey, throw that other guitar over here. Throw that other guitar over here. I don't give a shit. Nah, you know what? I'm sick of it. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. Hey, play. I like your song better. Play it. Nah, fuck it. I don't give a shit. I don't give
don't
a fuck.
Throw it.
I don't. Why can't I throw it? It doesn't matter. You know what? Here,
he, shit,
I don't give a shit. Here, here, here. Want this guitar? Here, look at this.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, hey, are you going to fucking strum that shit?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you pouring alcohol in your hand?
I'm getting my fingers ready to slide on these strings.
What the fuck? You don't give a shit. Why are your eyes shut?
My guitar was safe.
Because it's the second nature.
Who is that?
I think it's in the recording.
Why does that make me laugh so hard? Because it's my thing. All right, Eric, I got a treat for you. I got a treat for you. Play the longer version of something. Well, you we heard it, but we both thought there's a longer version.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Bill Cosby. I was closed last night. I'm a little lighter skinned than you thought I was. I don't have a natural eye. I go do my TV show, you know. Me and old Harold, I mean, not Harold, what's his name? Albert. Fat Albert.
I love him.
Hey, hey. look. Somebody gave me this thing.
I think Elvis is strung
yeah,
out.
Yeah, really. Somebody gave it to me. And I just got an 8th degree black belt. After 16 years of doing this art every day, for 16 years, I was awarded the 8th degree, which carries it. Let's see, 8th degree. There's only 10 degrees of black. So the 8th degree, I just got.
He would sit up there and talk in the band. You know, I saw a video, and you saw it with me. He goes, "Play something, guys." Remember? Because he was walking through the crowd, they weren't playing anything.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
to
yeah.
George Carlin, there's a video where he goes, "Play something, guys. Play something like you play your hearts out."
Right.
You know, and then they would. They would just sit behind him, and they would play, and they would sit up there, and he would just, you know, he would just talk. You know?
No, he walked through the audience kissing people.
Yeah. The band would just play. How you doing, baby? How you doing, sir? He did that once. He kissed like 4 girls in a row, and he goes, "How you doing, sir? I'll be right over there. Just give me a chance, baby." Walked around kissing people. He went into the crowd. I love it. They get so nervous.
You could tell some girls he didn't really want to kiss, and then he looked at one and goes, "So you want to get serious?"
Yeah, before he kissed her, he goes, "You want to get serious?" Look at him. Tastefully, he did it.
I'm going to break your goddamn neck here, son.
Wise men say only fools rush in. That's how you have to change notes if you can't. You have to just wiggle your body. Wise men say only fools rush.
I'm gonna break your goddamn neck.
Maybe one time. Oh, we didn't go to the part where he was saying he's strung out, because that wasn't the new part, was it? Was there more new shit?
No, I think, yeah, I was still building up to that.
Maybe I did use two Band-Aids. By accident. But I've never been strung out a day in my life.
I'll come clean. I might have had a Flintstone vitamin, but I ain't never been strung out.
I'm going to be honest with you. There was a vitamin and a gumdrop. And one night I had 15 of them. I will be honest with you and bare my soul. But if I found the person that said that I've been doing drugs and I've been strung, I've never been strung on a day in my life. The only thing I've ever been strung on was music. Son of a bitch. If I find the son of a bitch that said... Says if I find a son of a bitch that said I'm strung out, I'll pull their tongue out with the pliers.
Honey, I think he's strung out right now.
I never had one drink my entire life. I never did a drug ever.
Yeah, he's definitely on something.
I never did one thing. My reputation is clean.
Oh my God, Elvis has lost his mind.
Maybe one time and one time only, I had a regular egg.
What is
he instead
talking
of egg
about?
Beaters that my doctor told me to have. If that's a recluse, then call me a recluse, but if I find, I'll gouge their... What a... No.
It's not even making
if
sense.
If I find a person animal crackers filled with sawdust, I never did a drug a day in my life. He's wise men say only fools run. I like it that no matter how crazy is, people like the song.
As soon as he sings, like, he's all forgiven.
Everybody be like really weary of this mumble in the room, like, oh, I think he's strung out now. That sounds like something a strung out person would say. Then the minute I sing, you all burst into applause. You totally forgive him. Can you start the song all over? Is there another song we use too? Or is it just this one? I'll use this one. Could you put some reverb in my voice, Tommy? Thank you very much. Not too much. That's teach me a lesson, reverb. That's Aristotle. That's teach me a lesson, reverb.
Yeah, here's your fucking reverb.
Yeah, you want reverb? I'll give you your goddamn reverb, Todd. You think, you know what, Todd? If I ever was going to go out on a mass killing spree, I'd buy a reverb pedal and beat you over the head with it. And then I'd... You know, if someone was going to go crazy because one thing, you could see it in a movie... You know, the guy, echo, give me reverb, give me reverb. How many years can you have been told to give someone reverb before you buy some reverb and hit him over the head with it?
What if they found a suicide note and all it said was reverb?
They'd know it was Aristotle. They ain't going to blame Katie because she never played the reverb. Aristotle gives me a lot more reverb than Katie ever did. Well, Katie, I thought it was coming out of her check. She was so stingy with the reverb one time. I said, is it coming out of your check? She goes, no. But I don't want to play too much. It somehow has to cost us, she said to me.
How much is reverb?
I don't know. Aristotle said it doesn't cost them that much where he doesn't even give a shit. That's why Aristotle sometimes will give me reverb for no reason at all. Because he knows that it doesn't fucking cost them anything. So he'll just out of, you know, for no reason at all. Yeah. So, okay, here we go. I'll do Elvis again. The minute I start... I did snort. Shut up. You gotta leave it in. 10 years ago I would have edited that out. There's some other stuff I didn't admit. Hello. So anyway, here we go again. And then when you go into applause, you immediately forgive him. Mm-hmm. Okay. Give me some music, please, there, Nick Lipa. I've never been strung out a day in my life. Why would I? I never had a drink.
You sound strung now.
Oh, I wish it was a drink in my life. I never had another. The only thing I ever been strung out on was.
No, that's not a drunk person. He's strung out.
I don't think. Grass in my backwards somersault. The only thing I ever had to be drunk was if in a day of my life I'd never been drunk.
Yes. What the fuck is
that? I find the son of a bitch. If I find the son of a bitch. That spread this rumor, I will pull his tongue out with a plier.
You can't talk like that.
Wise men say only fools run. Let me do it again. Ready? The motherfucking son of a
bitch.
Oh, my God. Son of a bitch. I said
this dangerous
shit. Oh, damn, I never did a drug. I never did a drug a day in my life. I've never heard the word drug. You motherfuckers, I should come out there right now. Only fools rush. Ah, son of a bitch, these fucking maids, they come out there and they fucking tell people that I'm strung out. I've never been strung out in my life. I should tie a chainsaw to a piece of rope and start swinging it and come into this audience and get those son of a bitches. Wise men say Shut up. That's a fun bit to do. That's a fun bit to do. You know what?
You talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much, you even worry my pet.
Yeah, Nick Lipa. It's getting worse. Would you admit it?
I'm talking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he just... What did he tell you about his hair?
Oh, I don't know. He just doesn't ever shut the fuck up.
Oh, didn't he say about he should be a haircut place open late at night?
Oh, yeah.
For when you feel...
At least till midnight for people that feel their hair growing.
That's a great idea. What's his idea about the movie? They would have a movie. Yes. No, we'll edit it out later, but I want to hear what it was. Come on. What was your idea? I'm going to shut the music off. Nick's begging him not to do it. To George Carlin. Nick is like freaking out over there. It's not that embarrassing. We'll take it out later. I want to tell it, and then we'll decide. Yeah. To George Carlin, if I don't think it's right, we'll take it out. Let me hear it.
It was about how his mom's going to fuck a bunch of guys.
No, that's not it. No, shut up.
Oh, the other one that he told me. Oh, that was the documentary. I forgot.
No, it was the one about the movie. He goes, oh, if they were on mushrooms, but it was like a different version of another movie. Oh, come on. You told me the other day.
Yeah, I can't remember it right now.
He goes, oh, when did you think of that idea, Nick, after the other movie came out?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. It's all right.
Hey, Nick, what was
you
it?
You can't remember either.
What?
I said, but you can't remember either.
I know. I can't. Thanks, Estrada. Go put your glass partition up. Give me some. Let's think of them.
Think of what?
Hey, Nick, are you the one that bought the 64-ounce of cream soda? He goes, yeah, I didn't think it would bother you. Oh, really? Well, maybe you don't know me. He goes, I swear, to George Carlin, this is true. Because, you know, that's just not even in the gray area. I'm sorry. By the way, it has nothing to do with being, like, sometimes I joke, I go, that's not, rich people don't do that, like the Nalibotskis. That's your quest in my head. It's from a little kid thinking that. Sometimes on stage I think people, I don't have my dish soap out because rich people don't have their dish soap out. They think I'm saying it from my perspective. I'm saying it, I look at it from the Nalibotskis who had this big house and that was my, the rich people don't do it because that's what they are, you know? So it's my never-ending stride. Not like, it would be different if I lived in a mansion and I went, rich people don't do this, you know? Does it make sense what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, you're scaring me.
And then you threw it away. And he knew that you threw it away, and then he tried to play it off like, hey, is there any more cream soda left?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, so the cream soda, thank you. So I can't help it, but I care about aesthetics. I like to open up a refrigerator and see, like, the things that I like, and it just feels good. You know, there's certain items that I know that, like, still to this day that the Nalibotskis had in theirs and the way they had it, and it's, like, a cool things in there. And it's not even close. So I don't mind. Like, the night he had it, I figured he's probably coming home, pulled over to 7-Eleven. He was with a little lady. And they wanted some cream soda and Kahlua or cream soda and rum. And it's good, I'm sure. Put some crushed ice in there. That's all they had. So he was at 7-Eleven. But then the next day, I believe me, I was tempted to throw it out that night. Matter of fact, I think I did. I went back out and got it out of the trash. I'm kidding.
No, I talked you out of it.
No, you did. But I didn't, to George Carlin, I didn't throw it in the trash. But I walked over to the window and I was going to throw it out the window. I thought, nah, he's come out here in a minute, want another drink. I don't want to. But in the morning, threw it right out. 8 o'clock in the morning, I set my alarm to go throw it out the door. Made me feel better. I went back to bed. By the way, I didn't wake up just to throw it out, but I did wake up and throw it out. And also, I got a drink myself. But just so ugly. He goes, I didn't think it would be so ugly. To George Carlin, he goes, I got a non-name brand because I thought it would look better. Oh, really? In what world? Liar.
No, I thought it was a little mean how you threw it out.
Oh, no, you don't need to tell this. You don't. No, come on now. I thought we had a...
Tell it.
It was...
Well, he took it, and he handed it to the girl that Nick brought over, and he said, hey, could you and this 64-ounce bottle of cream soda get the fuck out? Now, I thought that was a little rude.
You know what? She's actually very cute. But I don't want to go too far into it. But I thought she was... She had a pound of jelly beans. Even if she does, she has a sense of humor, but she has a pound of jelly beans, and they were very generous with them. I took a whole bowl. She's like, have some jelly beans. Take all you want. I'm like, oh, thank you, and I will. I took, like, so much.
Salad bowl.
Salad bowl. Thank you. How do you know?
I was there.
No, you weren't. Hey, Todd. He goes, I can't think of anything.
He said that to you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He goes, I can't think of what I was going to say. That's a true story.
What a moron.
Why he goes, not, just he, not no.
He goes, hey, Todd. He goes, Todd, because he thought he'd think of it. And he goes, hey, Todd. Now I know you could go, well, he just forgot what he was talking about. No, it was like this. He goes, Todd. Like, he always says my name first, and then he'll think of something. You know, he'll be like, Todd. And then that stalls for him. And then he can go, do you think that spiders are in the future, will have houses? You know, or something like that. And that's the stall question. And then he goes, oh, that's right. Now I remember the question. If orangutans are, you know, something, you know, cut their nails, could they make a good house pet? Because my sister, but they're watching it for the zoo. Just that part I'm making up. But anyway. Hey, Todd, there was something I was going to ask you. Oh, I can't. No, I don't remember. We could do whatever we want on the show. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, we chose to make fun of Nick.
Well, wow. It's really coming down out there. Wow, it's thundering.
Oh, my.
Guys, I'm going to.
Give me some. Don't go out.
Guys, I'm gonna go down because I gotta strap down this.
No, dude,
don't do
don't
it.
Go out there.
Don't do it.
Do not go out there.
I gotta close
stay
the flashlight.
No, no, Todd, no,
stop lightning.
Oh my God.
Back.
No, Todd.
Oh, no, don't
you
go.
You can't go. Oh, oh Jesus.
Oh no.
Right.
Oh no, we got.
Oh.
He got fried.
He's gonna die. He's outside. Oh. It's really coming
that
down,
really
and Todd
close.
Is outside. Oh, my God. I'm worried about
Todd,
it.
Oh, Todd, I might have left my car window open.
It's really coming down.
Oh, my God. It's coming down like a garden hose.
Stop.
It's water. Stop.
Oh, no.
So Todd is outside spraying the window with water.
Oh God, it's cold out there. Oh shit. Oh shit.
This house is gonna come unmoored.
Close that door. It's only left. Close the door. Close the door.
I thought you got hit.
So
oh my
God. You have to explain what you just did.
Okay, I'll explain what I just did. Keep
wait, what did
going.
You do?
Keep the Okay, by the way, I can't believe, guys, don't worry about it. It's what bothers me more to look at it than it does for it actuality. It's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. It's fine.
Trust me.
Yes, it's fine, it's fine. But here's what happened. There's so many layers that happened. So I ran outside. So I ran, you're like, yeah, I'm sitting over here. So I ran outside and I did what I wanted to do last week and I got the hose and I squirted it on the window. But did it look at least cool this time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
To George Carlin?
Yeah, it looked great.
Like the rains, but I have to put a light out there too. Well, but I have to also have, so I come back in and there's that, but I also don't realize, but that the water was coming through the window, which I don't care. The electric I care about, even because I'm pretty sure it's all right because there's no more water coming through. If the water was still coming through, no. But whatever's there settled, and you know, it's not nothing's gonna reach up, and the water's not rising.
Could
but
you
yeah,
hear us so yelling at you to stop?
Oh, it was fucking the best. It was so great. I heard you guys yelling even when I was outside squirting the water on the roof. I heard no, Todd, no. And I knew what it sounded like, and it felt so. And I was really rushed. I was out there. I was like acting like.
Oh no,
know.
We did that before you went out.
Well,
but also,
yeah.
When we
no
realized
break
the water was
between
coming
the fake
through.
Yelling
oh,
and
no.
the real yelling.
Oh no, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, we were.
I didn't care. I just wanted to keep the bit. I don't care. I do not get out of bits.
First, you had the water spraying from the edge of the window, so it did look like water splashing. And then you moved your arms right up to the
so
window, and
that.
Then the hose is right in. Like,
oh, really? Yeah. So it doesn't. You're trying
you
to act like
your
it's
hand,
right?
And the nozzle. Yeah.
That's so funny. I know. Next time, keep it back like a foot.
Yeah.
Keep it back like a foot. Wow! 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 What are you talking about? What do they say about our after show? The thunder's coming out, but the band's still going to play. The band is going to play, even though the thunder is still going on. The band is going to play. The band is going to play during the thunder. All right, that bit's over. I'm going to do whatever I want. I'm done that bit. God dang. How's everybody?
Yeah.
Is this show relevant? I mean, you know, we don't really... We need to... You know.
Well, who cares?
Well, I know I want to have a show that people need to listen to. I don't know if we did anything they need to listen to. I mean, you know, I have to...
Well, you're
know.
Not someone that gives a shit.
Nah, I don't give a shit. If I give a shit, would I do this?
What you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can feel you
rippling. I can feel my body swaying. Join along.
One floor below me, you don't even know.
Here we go.
Not
once on the pipe, if the answer is no.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Once on the floor, if the answer is no.
Oh, my darling,
knock, bang, bang.
Boom, bee, bingy, bongy, boongy.
Bong, 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 bong.
I feel like you forgot the words there at the end.
You know what? I did a little. I'm not going to lie to you. That's a guy's lying.
Oh, come in.
Eric doesn't know we have a fake door. But it's so funny. It gets in every way. Listen, he doesn't know. It kills me.
Wait. Come in.
Oh, God. I love it. It kills me. He has no idea. Oh, my.
Come in.
I love this. I'm so. I can't.
Who is it? Someone there?
Well, they keep ringing the door.
Oh my God!
I said, come in. Is it Nick? Are you fucking with me? Come in. Oh, God damn it.
He doesn't know that it's me.
Come in!
Oh, I love when he gets this man.
Eric, I gotta tell you, it's me. There's nobody here. What do you want to do? I'm gonna let you pick.
What am I picking it from? That's gonna drive me nuts if they don't stop. It's open! You just slide the fucking door!
Shh, shh, I don't want him to know we're pulling a prank on him. The same one.
You son of a bitch!
Can't believe it worked twice.
I know. Eric. Okay. I don't know. There doesn't have to be an ending to that bit. I just love it that this guy, it's like he's getting pranked.
You know, no, I'll go get it.
Are you going to go get
it? Yeah, see who it is.
There's nobody there.
I know.
Maybe it's a short person?
There's no one there.
There's no one there?
Are you sure?
What? Oh!
Got out of the car.
He got out. Are you in the car? Are you in the car?
Yeah.
How are you ringing the
what
door?
Is the, what is the what's car? Tell me, just help me. What's important in life?
I drove the car right up to the doorbell. I made a few calls.
This ghost can't do anything special. what's did you why do I feel because you've been seen the afterlife or you know something? What should I know? What would make my life better? What should I be doing?
Street tacos are the best food.
It's not a really helpful thing, but okay. Well, thank
you'll be
you.
Helpful later.
We'll be what?
Helpful.
Oh, okay. That's the, oh, something I don't know now that I'll need to know later. What kind of car? You can't walk through walls?
No.
But you can drive cars.
Yeah.
Can you float?
No.
Oh. Can you sneak in places?
No. Unless it's a drive-thru.
Oh.
The ghost that only drives a car.
I can phase through door handles. But not car doors.
I have a dentist appointment tomorrow.
Oh, 2:30?
4:30. You love it?
No, Todd.
No, do you get it? Watch. I have a dentist appointment at 4:30.
No, Todd, the joke is 2:30.
Oh, I know the joke. Are you being serious?
No, but you said 4:30.
Yeah. Oh, I have a dentist appointment. Same thing. It's just a different time. I have a dentist appointment at 4:30.
Yeah, but it's not. It's 2:30.
It doesn't matter what time it is. The joke is the same. I have to go to the dentist at 5:30.
It's a play on words.
Well, why are you doing that with the drums? It does
because
not...
he hears a joke.
But that's not the joke.
5:30.
2:30.
Okay, that's good, too. I'm not saying that's not bad. Oh, I have a dentist appointment. Is it 2:30? Yeah, that works, too.
No, do you 1:30, get it? 1:30.
2:30.
No. Yes, you're right. 2:30.
3:30.
No.
4:30.
That doesn't rhyme.
5:30.
2:30.
6:30. 7:30.
It's got to be
8:30.
No, you don't.
9:30. 10:30.
No, that's I have an not a joke.
Okay,
works.
It doesn't. Oh, excuse me. I have to go to the dentist.
Your
say
dentist
yours.
Isn't open at 11:30.
The dentist is open at. Well, hold on. Let's find out. Maybe it is. Say what you think it is.
At 2:30.
Okay, I get it. No, that deserves a rim. That deserves a rim shot. Say.
Right, yeah,
well, I'm going at 10. I'm going at 10:30.
Well, no, that
you're missing the part, the 30
shot.
Part. I'm sorry, I don't mean to yell, but you're missing the whole part of the joke.
But you're missing
30.
The part where two rhymes with tooth.
Well, rhyming doesn't matter. I didn't know it was a haiku poem.
No, it's not a poem. It's
two. Okay, what time did you go to your dentist? Let's just agree on this. We can agree to disagree. I don't know. I know comedy too. What time did you go to your dentist?
You want to know the joke?
Yes, I get the joke. I
2:30. Get 2:30.
Okay. And I went, maybe if you listen, it's pretty close to yours. So did I go to the dentist at 5:30.
Yeah, well, that's close in time, but it has nothing to do with the joke.
Go to the dentist at 2:30.
Yes.
The tooth, I get it, the tooth hurty.
Correct.
Yeah.
I get it.
That's why you say 2:30.
Yeah, 5:30. No. Oh, you're being ridiculous.
You're right.
Run, run, run.
Ah!
Run, 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 run.
Hey, Nick! Hey, Nick, what's the matter? You decided to play that song? We thought the bit was going pretty good, right, guys?
Yeah,
hey, look at this guy.
Off.
Where's this guy get off thinking he comes in with the run? We were just getting
nerve.
Started. Hey, look at this guy over here. Oh, excuse me.
We were building
a bit. We were building a bit. Yeah, this guy over here. Hey, Aristotle, apparently Nick thinks we're stupid. Oh, no. We can do songs. No, Chris, I'll do it right. Chris.
Matt,
Chris, play what
mad.
He wants. Chris, we can do it right. We'll do it right. We know what you want. We know what you want, Chris. I'm sorry. I write songs. I make them up. I write songs and make them up with a dip dap doody little dippy doopy doo. Bippy schmippy dippy die lippy doo. This is fun. If you don't have boundaries, you can sing like this or sing anything. Would you like to give it a turn?
No, I have boundaries.
Binky Boo, how about you?
Boopy poopy sloopy poop.
Boopity boopy poopy poopy poo. Doopy doopy poopy.
La la la.
La la la. La la la. Ho ho hee hee. Ho 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 hee hee. Ho ho ho.
No ni no ni no.
Ba 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 ba. This is what Chris Hardwick wants.
Quack, quack,
quack, quack, quack. Quack, 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 quack. With a quackity, quack, squeak, 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 squeak. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. Remember how when Greg Ferguson came on, which was actually to George Carlin commendable, I respected him for that, saying he doesn't want to make jokes like about Lindsay Lohan that, you know, remember all that? Mm-hmm. This is me. I can't do these goddamn songs. Chris Hardwick, play this old man. I go, what do you want me to do this old man? He goes, you and your friends, you make funny sounds. People love it. No.
Yeah,
that's fun
that's
for
too
me.
Much to ask.
It's too much to ask of me. God.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Quack, quack, quack.
Asshole. Who said that? Do you want to play? Do you have any questions for me?
Sure.
No, I'm being serious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, well, he's opening up the question jar. By the way, that's rarely open.
I have a question for you.
I told this, we would only use this when we didn't know what to do on the show, to George Colvin 4 years ago. I go, so if you ever hear this, that means something's happening on the show where we need to go to those questions.
Or you're about to play guitar.
The
basket,
the guitar guy.
Oh, yeah. I don't give a shit. Hey, seriously. Eric, do me a favor. Can you barely reach that guitar? Do you mind just getting it with the tippy fingers and just swinging it over and throwing it on this table? I'll fucking strum it.
Just catch it. Oh, jeez.
Fucking fuck. I don't give a shit. Hey, Eric, catch the guitar, asshole.
Catch it. No.
That was
so
a long
big.
Throw.
Throw it so high.
Why did you have to throw it twirling in the air? Because you don't give a shit.
Like
hey, start plucking it. Pluck the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
Pluck it.
I'll tickle these strings.
Yeah, let me hear it. Start tickling. I want to hear it. I want to hear the goddamn lead singer plucking it. Fucking pluck that
like
shit.
That, like this?
Yeah, fucking pluck it. I don't give a fuck. I could give a fuck. Give me that guitar. I don't give a shit. Andy Kindler's here. He do. Can I tell you something? It was very charming. Today we were going to get this song ready, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And, you know, we were putting it on the board, and you said, you know what, that should be Andy Kindler's thing.
Free speech.
We'll
free
leave
speech.
That for Andy.
We should save this for him?
Yep, that's Andy Kindler's song now.
You think he gives a shit about us? You think he listens to this show? No.
No.
But we'll make this his song.
He has us on mute on Twitter.
Does he? Oh, that would kill me if I found out it was true. Kill me.
Ouch.
Hey, Dan, catch this and fucking pluck it, asshole.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, wait,
just fucking start plucking it.
Good,
I could
though,
give a
right?
fuck. Do you give a shit?
It's as easy as it looks.
Fucking stupid shit. Pluck it away.
Why would you play what I played?
Hey, throw me back to
just
guitar.
To
Eric's crying. You know what, Eric? Here, Dan, play this. I don't give a shit. Fuck.
You're going to break it.
Hey, here's
all right, play.
Play that.
Guitar.
I don't give a shit.
Who gives a shit?
Fucking give me this guitar. Hey, give me this guitar. I'm going to break the handle off of it. All right, broke the handle off. Hey, I'm going to throw it over to them. Play it now. Play it. I don't give a fuck.
There's no way you can play it now. Oh, my.
Everyone's really bad at catching, apparently.
Uh-oh.
Shut up.
Man.
He's still close for
it. The neighbors, I think.
Oh, I think they're knocking.
We were too loud.
Okay, now that's just obnoxious.
Makes me
I know you can hear me say come in, so just come in.
Didn't you tell them we're taping?
Well, there's a light outside that says quiet.
It does. Show in progress. Because it's a real show.
Come in. Open the door. Just chirp. Just pull the handle. You just pull the handle.
Maybe they don't speak English. Try Spanish.
Yeah, fuck.
Can I tell you why I love that bit? I love any bit where both people are stupid. Like, that person, yeah, they shouldn't be ringing the doorbell like that, but who are you that you can't get up and go check? You're so angry.
It's 5 feet
pull
away.
The door. Open it. You go. You get tired of saying the same thing, so then you have to say things from, like, who is it, to then open the door. The door is open. Wow. Well, it's time to go. This was a fun after show. Is there anything you want to ask me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which non-politician would make the best president? That's really what it says.
None.
You have
sure, it's a produced show,
seconds.
People. Just when you think we're going to open up a thing and read some questions from a card on a game that we got, all of a sudden it turns into a piece. It's got a little soul. It's got a little razzmatazzma. You can hear the excitement in the room, and you can hear it's got a jazz feel in here. Oh, yeah. Live drums.
So jazz.
Willie on drums, baby. What's your question? You have to do it like this. Hey, Todd. No, I don't want to make you do voices. If you don't feel it, it sucks. You know, you got to do it in an improv.
All right, here's a good one.
Okay.
What's the difference between innocent flirting and cheating?
Well, you fucking ain't cheating. It's fucking cheating. Excuse me, it's fucking cheating. Excuse me, what's your name? You. What's your name?
Joe.
Joe, it's fucking cheating.
No.
I don't think so.
Well,
is fucking cheating. Excuse me. Keep starting it over from the beginning. Excuse me. I'm all up and down the street, and I'm asking people different questions about promiscuity.
Mm-hmm.
Is fucking cheating.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now's a bad time for that guy's wife to listen in on the podcast.
Oh, it's fucking cheating. Where did that joke came from? It came from, like, when the Bill Clinton thing happened years ago, what's cheating became a big thing. And I think a lot of people know. But there's a guy who's so stupid, he goes, he's not being rude, he just doesn't know. He's like, excuse me, it's fucking cheating. Pardon me, what's your name?
Larry.
Larry, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Well, I'm in a little bit of predicament. Can I ask, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is fucking cheating?
Yes.
Keeps walking down the street. Ask different people. He has a hat on. Should I make it an old stereotypical Jewish guy? Is it funny? Excuse me. Pardon me. But can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
He's fucking cheating?
Of course it is.
Oh, jeez. Excuse me, nice mm-hmm. man, nice. What are you?
Hello?
I'm very forward.
What are you?
Your voice sounds familiar. Do you listen? Are you the voice from the Todd Glass Show?
No.
Can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
It's fucking cheating. I love this music and I don't want to stop doing it. Can I ask you a question? No, seriously, it's fucking cheating?
Yep.
Be honest. I want an honest answer, Aristotle, to George Carlin. I want you to answer this honestly. Is fucking cheating?
Yes.
Honestly, from you, is fucking cheating?
I think it's cheating.
It is? Okay. Okay, Eric, let me ask you honestly. Is fucking cheating?
I guess it depends on what your agreement is with your significant other.
Nice and loud, I want to ask you, is fucking cheating? How about you? Is fucking cheating? Fucking's cheating? That's what Nick says? Okay. Pardon me. He's fucking cheating.
Of course it
is. Okay. I got sort of a predicament on my hands now. I got a lot of time. You got a lot of splaining to do. All right. We have to go in for the close. No. I hate it. Aristotle.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine.
How's your Prius?
Oh, it's lovely.
Wow.
You love it?
Yes.
Prius. I got the... Damn.
Ooh, fancy.
Fancy.
I got it used.
Pre-owned. Have some class.
Did you ever get to the...
I like to order a pre-owned... may I have your used car lot? Pre-owned? Yeah, used. Thank you. Are we going to... Really try to... I get it. Pre-owned does sound better.
Yeah.
Hey, you got any used cars? That's like housekeeper. They want it instead of maids, housekeeper. And then no one wanted to do it. And then other things are like, oh, call them this instead of that, just as times change. And then cars. They wanted to be, you know, they were used. They decided to be called pre-owned. And you know what? I went with it.
Now they
I was very progressive.
Certified pre-owned.
Certified pre-owned.
That means they shine the tires. And...
Yeah. Is this certified pre-owned? Is this certified pre-owned?
This is certified by our technicians.
Is it? Can I ask you a question? I know it has nothing to do with cars, and if I'm not allowed to ask you, I won't. But I do have a serious question, actually.
Right.
Is fucking cheating?
Yes.
Shit. Fuck. Can you bring my car down off the jack? I got some splaining to do. So it's not a sexist bit. Hi, my name's Lisa. Can I ask you a question? Is fucking cheating?
Hey, Lisa.
Oh.
No.
Let's let it play out. Listen, keep it going. Oh, no, no. There's more after that, but that's okay. It goes quiet. It's okay. We never hear it. Every so often we let it play out, and he comes back on. Are you still there?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, he does. He comes back on. He goes, are you still there?
Can you fast forward on that?
No. We don't have that high tech. We can't fast forward shit. You have any questions for me?
Yeah.
You have questions for me?
That's not a good one.
Sorry, we've opened the jar, and when the jar opens, you hear this.
What adjectives do you hope describe you when you are 75?
Ah. Okay, we're going to keep that music constant now. Well, why does it seem like it's self-serving? You go first. What adjectives would you hope describe you when you're 75?
Alive?
Dead.
No, no, you don't. No, you don't. Don't say that. To George Carlin. I mean, you could say it, of course, and I can say don't say it. That's really all I'm saying. But you're 75. You're going to... Can I tell you something why that's bad? I know people that are older than 75, and there's no fucking way they're... It's like when you say... I think when you're 20 and you think 50 is like the end all. Like people that are... You don't really want to be dead at 75. But if you do, I'll talk to you off the air. I don't want you to be dead at 75. Who else am I going to hang out with?
We're all going to be dead.
No, we're all going to live. I'm not dying. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be like, I don't know why I have a premonition.
You haven't heard about global warming?
It's not going to. It never comes near me.
30 years, we're all going to be dead.
Every time there's an earthquake, somehow there's a bomb, there's fires, my mom calls. It's never near me, and I'm not lying to her. I don't know what it is, so I have a feeling if there is global warming, there might be like, it's weird to sort of.
But you live in a drought.
A pocket. Well, let me tell you something. Yes, I do think, but I think we're going to do miraculous things when it comes to environmental things over the next 20 years. It's going to be amazing.
Clean it up.
I think we're going to do a lot.
Speaking of that, just a little bit.
There'll be new problems.
You know what I had the other day?
What?
Ripple. It's this new milk made from peas.
How is it?
Oh, yeah.
It's not bad.
Now, is that because now the milk, you shouldn't, look, I know it's all over the place, but it seems like the most consistent soy, people say stay away from because of, sure, for certain people.
I love soy, but they say that the pea milk.
Yeah,
pea milk requires far less water than any of the other ones.
I've been going with cashew. Or is it like
cashew? There's cashew and almond milk.
Now, do the cashews have little, hold on, ready? You get ready with that music, ready? You get ready with the music, Nick. Nick. Ready? Do cashews have like little tits? Hold on, let me do it again. Do cashews have like... Are you ready? Come in with the music. Do cashews have little tits? What's the matter? I can't ask a question? No, it seems like I can't ask a question. No, if this is not a safe place, then I don't understand. Then I don't understand what is. So how do we go to... Oh, do you have a question for me?
Yeah.
Oh, let me hear it.
We still never got those adjectives, though.
Oh, yeah, the adjectives. Yeah. I'm sorry. Thank you, Aristotle. Okay, you want to be dead. Dan Kaufman with the podcast called Schmickty Pants. No, did I get it wrong? If I got it wrong.
That's the perfect.
Schmickty Pants. Schmickty Pants.
Schmicktypants.com. Everybody.
Three adjectives, and don't be shy. Just spit them out.
Okay, pretty, fun-loving, perplexed.
Okay, I like it. Aristotle?
Wise.
Mm-hmm.
Wise, wise.
Okay, Nick? Three adjectives. You can just say it. We'll hear you. What? You don't want to do it? No, you don't fucking get a chance. You don't choose. You just do it.
Spit them out.
Spit them out. You know what? I'll take
That's
the center.
True.
The middle one, I like it. You know what? That is a good time. We talked about that. When you're older, like, have some fun.
Yeah.
You know, my sister-in-law is saying it, and she's like, 50-something, and she's like, you know what? I'm just going to start doing acid and having fun. I go, you're not, 92.
You know what? I changed my three.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You're going to add... I hope, by the way, I do hope one of mine is that I am still, because of responsible pot smoking, when I'm 80, I want to be, so does Willie Nelson, I guess, in partaking in that type of activity. What were you going to say?
Wine 'em, dine 'em, 69 'em.
I hope for world peace. Nah, I showed you good.
You made us all look bad.
Well, everybody, no, I guess I would say wisdom. Definitely, I'll steal from Aristotle, but I just wouldn't have thought of it if on my own. But of course I want wisdom, like crazy good wisdom. And you know what? Even though here's what I'm going to be honest with you. I was going to say wisdom, and just because I'm a little vain to be really good looking. You know, like still, like for some reason, like what the fuck? Tacless is 86. What? But that's like so vain when I could get another dose of wisdom. But I think...
Two wisdoms is a lot.
Can I tell you, I think people will listen to a good-looking person better. It's not nice, but I think if I'm good-looking and I have a double dose of wisdom, I'm going to be able to get people to listen to me more than if I'm three piles of wisdom and not physically attractive.
It is affecting your comedy now.
Well, I don't know if you really mean that, but thank you. Do you think I'm... What did you say?
Well, it's like...
if a model tried to do comedy.
Yeah, when you walk on stage, you're so good-looking, people are instantly mad. And then you got to win them over.
That's why I gain weight, because to make my face look a little pudgy. We're going to say goodnight. Can I tell you something? And I like the feeling. This was a long show, and we did a double. I guess this was the after show, which served as a show, so... We did a long night tonight, but I am wasted. I mean, spent.
I mean, drunk.
I'm spent. I'm drunk. No, I'm spent. In a good way.
Wasted in my life.
Like, in a good way. So, Dan Kaufman, thank you. What's the name of your podcast?
Myoclonic Jerk. Spitzdisch.
You know what? Fuck you. You didn't have to be rude. All I did was ask you to name your podcast, and that is disrespectful. What is the name of your podcast? What is the name of your podcast?
Myoclonic Jerk.
You didn't need to take that.
What? I felt like I was saying it right.
He's being rude.
What was the tone?
I'm going to tell you one more time. What's the name of your...
How many times I got to tell you? Myoclonic Jerk. That's all I
said. There's a curse in there, and you know it.
I'm sorry. Right. Myoclonic Jerk. That's my mom.
That's the end of the show.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember. Even when you're feeling blue. That it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.